As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. And be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moonday, July the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, lots of that today, workable solutions as well. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast, area code 512-904-8014 for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. Or you may call in at 866-841-1065 from around America and around the world. That's a toll-free line there. That's the 866-841-1065 line. You can also log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com, where you'll find all of our contact information posted and our chat room. You want to jump into the chat room this morning and engage in that discussion. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do each and every morning, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Lompoc, California, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065 throughout the broadcast, and your calls are welcome. Gold remains below $1,200 this morning as the U.S. dollar and crude oil get weaker. The equities are rebounding a bit over the weekend. Green energy, cap and trade, stalls in Senate, bankers balk on small business loans. We'll go into all that in the morning's economic news, and then we're going to head into part two of our discussion of the NOC, the National Ocean Council, UNESCO's Marine Spatial Planning Agenda 21, Chapter 17, Ian McCarg, Urban Trialogues, Localizing Agenda 21, The Law of the Sea. You get the idea. Going to be quite an interesting broadcast today and throughout the week. We have guests scheduled already on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, looking for a Friday guest as we are on air this morning. Let's go into that market report for this morning, Monday, July the 26th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Found gold trading up $1.20 an ounce at $1,190.90. Silver up 8 cents in early trading at $18.20 an ounce, and platinum up $2 at $1,541. Palladium, not to be outdone by any of the other precious metals, jumps up $13 in early trading, trading at $475 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,184.80 for a low, $1,198.80 for a high. Pretty nice spread in there, about $14 for gold this morning, the lows and the highs. The London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,189 even, and we're trading about $1.10 above that. The SPDR Gold Trust, the gold shares, that spider on the corner of the web, well, they're flat at 1,302.05 metric tons over the weekend, valued this morning at $49.82 billion. We'll be right back.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, July the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Let's go back into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time again. But 1 hour ago finds gold trading up $1.20 at $1,190.90 an ounce. Silver up 8 cents at $18.20. Platinum up $2 at $1,541, and palladium up 13 at $475 an ounce. The boys in London set the price at $1,189. We're just a bit above that as of an hour ago. Again, the SPDR Gold Trust, that big spider on the corner of the web, sitting there with $49.82 billion worth of gold. They're holding 1,302.05 metric tons unchanged over the weekend. The Dow on Friday closed up 102 at 10,425. NASDAQ closed up 24 at 2269. And the S&P 500 was up 9 at 1,103. Again, those are closing figures for Friday last. Crude oil this morning up off 76 cents a barrel. Now the barrel of crude oil, that 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, is trading out at 78.22. The U.S. dollar index this morning bunches down just a little bit at 82.33, still heading towards that 82 mark. Maybe it'll go below that this week. That, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates. And in the Forex, we find the Canadian loonie trading up 12 cents, or 12 points, I should say, at 97 cents U.S. It's exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents apiece. The Mexican peso moves up 1 basis point, trades at 8 cents U.S. What's a basis point? 0.01. That's 1 basis point. So it's up mighty little. Anyway, the euro this morning up 18 basis points, trades at $1.29 U.S. The British pound at $1.55 U.S., moving up 32 basis points. And the Swiss franc up 41 basis points, the biggest move so far this morning. 95 cents U.S. is the Swiss franc exchange rate. The bond market this morning, the two-year bonds continuing to move down. Timmy Geithner is real happy about this. 0.59% yield on a two-year treasury. The 10-year yield is at 2.98%, and the 30-year treasury bills are at 4.00. In the mortgage market this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage moves down from 4.12 a month ago to 4.09% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 4.73 to 4.61. The prime rate, of course, stands at 3.25%. Going to be a busy week this week, not only on the broadcast here. I've got three guests lined up so far. Hopefully, we'll have another. I would like to get one more person to come in and talk to us about this National Ocean Council and UNESCO's marine spatial planning. But it's going to be a busy week in the economic calendar as well. This week, we've got new home sales coming out today at 10. Tomorrow, consumer confidence reports will come out at 10. Durable goods will come out on Wednesday at 8:30. Jobless claims will be out on Thursday at 8:30 a.m. and on Friday. We've got the employment cost index, the Chicago PMI, and the consumer sentiment, and the farm prices all coming out. So Tuesdays and Thursdays ought to be big days in the economic sector this week. And every day this week will be a big day on our broadcast. Let's go over here and jump into this bit of news. Just a bit of news. I've got so much other stuff I want to talk about, but we will cover a little news right here in these early segments. The U.S. Small Business Aid may create $300 billion of junk loans. This off of Bloomberg, a collaborative writing project between Laura Keeley and David Henry. I don't know who brought the coffee and who brought the biscotti. It's not disclosed here. But they were writing together once again, this collaborative writing style. New news, July the 26th, President Barry the Usurper is on the verge of creating as much as $300 billion in credit for small businesses and bankers. Don't you like the way that Barry the Usurper just creates billions and billions of credit? Well, when he says credit, you know that means debt, and it's going to come out of your pocket and mine in the socialist superstate of America. The U.S. Senate may vote this week on a bill to funnel $30 billion of capital to community banks. Damn. Like to be a bank in these days in America? All those billions coming into your coffers whose business customers typically are small firms. Banks could leverage the sum to make $300 billion. There's your fractional reserve banking for you. Banks could leverage the sum to make $300 billion in loans that create jobs, according to a Senate summary. That could more than double the commercial and industrial loans at eligible banks as of the first quarter, according to data compiled by the KBW Inc. Again, I'm referring to an article which you can find up on the Bloomberg website this morning. Bankers say the problem isn't scarce credit. It's a lack of demand. Lack of demand. Isn't that what we've been saying all along in regards to sustainable development? If you can understand sustainable development, you'd have to know it's all about demand. It's propping up. It's shoring up. It's creating demand where demand otherwise might not exist. But again, bankers say the problem isn't scarce credit, no lack of money. It's a lack of demand from creditworthy firms in a weak economy. They don't want to go into debt. They're smarter than that. They're not like the idiots in the District of Criminals. Again, it's a lack of demand from the creditworthy firms in a weak economy. They're all sitting out there on the fence wire like a bunch of little birds in the sunshine cheeping, you know, feed me, feed me. No. They're as wise as you are. Get out of debt. Get out of dollar-denominated assets. Put your money into finances like financial instruments like gold and silver shares, or just take possession, physical possession, gold and silver and other precious metals and commodities. But anyway, bankers say the problem isn't scarce credit, it's lack of demand from creditworthy firms in a weak economy. The result may be more loans given to distressed firms and higher losses. See, this is not a good thing. While bank regulators don't compile default rates, the biggest lenders have charge-offs of 4% to 14% tied to small businesses. Elliot Stark, managing director at Capital Insight Partners, Inc., said their credit record resembles junk, quote-unquote junk. The highest demand for loans is from the companies least qualified, the companies that have really struggled because of the economic downturn, quote-unquote, said Stark, a former Commercia, Inc. executive whose Chicago-based investment bank helps community lenders raise capital. Quote, the way lawmakers see it, everyone's a good borrower, and that's just not the case. All right? That's just not the case. So we have more of these giveaway programs coming from Barry, the usurper. Here's a little bit on BP. BP said to prepare Dudley as the CEO as the board looks for recovery. I don't know whether we'll get to it. Well, I'll just go ahead and start into this article. Stanley Reed and Brian Swint, writing for Bloomberg, New News. BP PLC plans to name Robert Dudley to succeed Tony Hayward as the chief executive officer. As the board looks to recover the company's position in the U.S., two people with knowledge of the matter said. So, again, we're dependent upon the men behind the curtain. Dudley, director of BP's oil spill response unit, is ready to be announced as the company's first American chief, not to say that, you know, Donald Sutherland or whatever his name is doesn't make plenty of appearances in the in America. But anyway, Dudley is going to be the new director of BP Petroleum, British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum. That decision was reached in discussion with board members about how to best take BP forward and rebuild its U.S. position. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So back into this British Petroleum article here off of the Bloomberg website in regards to Mr. Dudley. Dudley is going to be the new BP Lord God, the Sun God, I suppose, whatever this guy is. The fact that he's American should help keep things a little bit more straightforward in his dealings with the U.S. administration, said Ted Harper, who helps to manage $6.8 billion at Frost Investment Advisors in Houston. He doesn't hold BP stock. Dudley's most important task will continue to be making sure that the well is capped. Hayward faced public anger in the U.S. and criticisms, blah, 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 blah. We all know about that. Dudley, who is 54 years old, was born in New York, grew up in Mississippi, is part of the Gulf Coast region, suffering environmental and economic damages from the spill. BP on June 23rd appointed him to manage its response to the leak. So here's painting a happy face. Happy face and a local face, as they put an American, Mr. Dudley, up as the head of the shed, so to speak. BP said today that no final decisions have been made regarding possible management changes, though the board will meet this evening, the company said in a statement in London. If he leaves the company, Hayward would be entitled to receive his pension fund worth about £10.84 million. Or $16.8 million at the end of the last year, as well as a salary of about £1 million. Boy, oh brother. Well, here's a little bit more about Dudley, his Russian adventures. Yeah, right. Dudley spent about 30 years in the oil industry, including a stint as CEO of BP's Russian joint venture, TNK-BP. Of course, if my memory serves me correctly, Tony Hayward ran that role as well. But that job ended after disputes with Russian partners led to Dudley fleeing Russia in 2008, citing, quote-unquote, sustained harassment amid court battles and labor and tax inspections. Did any of these guys have clean hands? While seeking to contain public outrage over the environmental damage, Hayward made several gaffes, blah, blah, blah. The New York Daily News said Hayward was, quote, the most hated and clueless man in America. Barry the Usurper said he would have fired Hayward, while White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel said on ABC in June that he would have made soap out of him. No, that's not what Rahm Emanuel said. He would have made lampshades. No. He said that Tony Hayward isn't going to have a second career in PR consulting. Well, I wouldn't give your second career any better odds than that, Mr. Emanuel. Hayward turned up the heat on himself, and some of his misstatements served to boost the move to be for him to be replaced. Uphill climb, blah, blah, blah. Edward Markey, U.S. Representative Markey of Massachusetts, said the new leaders of BP will have an uphill climb to correct the legacy left by Hayward. Markey, a Democrat and chairman of the Select Committee on Energy Independence and Global Warming, commented in a statement yesterday. Let's jump over here and pick up this article. Kerry says Democrats may take up broad climate legislation after the election. Again, new news off of Bloomberg. Lisa Lehrer and Viola Geininger writing together, collaboratively writing, wrestling for the keyboard, no doubt. U.S. Senator John Kerry. Oh, boy. John Kerry said Democrats may take up his comprehensive climate change bill in a lame duck session after the November elections. All right. Remember, we're going to be talking about this NOC, this National Ocean Council and UNESCO's Marine Spatial Planning, Climate Change, Sustainable Development. Waiting for a lame duck session after the November elections, while calling on Barry the Usurper to escalate his advocacies for the measure. Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid yesterday introduced a more limited energy bill that doesn't include a cap on greenhouse gas emissions, citing the lack of support for a broader bill. The bigger measure is not dead, Kerry, a Massachusetts Democrat. I've got something in my mind. It wants to come out. Come on. It'll come. The bigger measure is not dead, Kerry said, a Massachusetts Democrat, in an interview on Bloomberg Television's Political Capital with Al Hunt, airing this weekend. This is the quote, if it is after the election, it may well be that some members are free and liberated and feeling that they can take a risk or do something. All right? So let's just take that to heart, folks. Vote all of the rascals out, all right? Any incumbent, Republican or Democrat, bye-bye. See ya. Kerry, who authored the Senate climate measure with Senator Joe Lieberman, a Connecticut independent when it's convenient for him to be independent, urged the usurper to lobby for the bill in private meetings with undecided senators and at public events. People have to know it really counts, said Kerry, 66 years old. On the war in Afghanistan, well, we don't need to go into all of that. The scaled back legislation introduced by Reid mandates new offshore and gas drilling regulations, energy efficient programs, and incentives for natural gas fueled vehicles. The bill will also increase the $75 million liability cap for companies that cause oil spills. Legislation by the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee in June would eliminate the cap entirely, while Republican proposals would double the current cap to $150 million or expose a company to damages equal to the last four quarters of its profits. Kerry said the Senate is more likely to raise the cap than eliminate it entirely. Quote, we ought to find out what the political market here and the Senate will bear and get to a realistic figure. Interesting comment there, Mr. Kerry. In his foreign affairs role, Kerry is shepherding Senate ratification of the usurper's treaty with Russia to further cut each other's nuclear arsenal. Well, they probably have no nuclear arsenals anyway, I would imagine. And he continues. Let's go to another one here along the same line. I want to get to the utility companies because all of this has to do with what we're going to talk about today. Utility companies just exhausted after the defeat on the cap-and-trade measures. New news, July the 26th, Lisa Lehrer and Simon Lomax, this time writing collaboratively. Every month over the past 2 years, the chief executive officer Ralph Izzo, of the Utility Public Service Enterprise Group, Inc., traveled to Washington from Newark, New Jersey, to meet with more than 50 senators and advocate for climate change legislation. His efforts may have been in vain. No way of tracking the number of trips to the whorehouse or how many cocktails were purchased and how many dinners and wining and dining and hot tubs were involved in all of that. But anyway, Izzo is among the army of lobbyists, CEOs, and advertising experts deployed by utility companies to push the Senate to pass a cap-and-trade bill that would create a system for power companies to buy and sell pollution rights. So when you start hearing something like I do on a regular basis from our local electric cooperative, that they are opposing, this is a coal-fired system out here, opposing cap-and-trade, makes you scratch your head, doesn't it, that there's been so much money and time spent by the utility companies to push the Senate to pass the bill? Talk about cognitive dissonance within a lobby group. Even though the utility industry spent almost $68 million on lobbying in just the first 3 months of this year, more than any other sector except pharmaceuticals, according to data compiled by the Washington-based Center for Responsive Politics, their campaign couldn't compete against a recession and divisive campaign season. Last week, Democrats abandoned their efforts to pass the measure this summer. Here's a quote from Izzo. I don't know what more you can do. We're essentially volunteering to be the first to be regulated, and people don't want to do it. We're essentially volunteering to be the first to be regulated, and people don't want to do it. Thanks a lot, Izzo. He's probably all for the smart grid and all the rest of that stuff, no doubt, as well. One of the architects of the legislation, here we go, Democratic Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts, said he's still working to negotiate the cap-and-trade system. Anyway, that's that.
The
looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, continuing a little bit further on this cap-and-trade legislation and the continuing dialogue about that, especially as we're going into the midterm elections. As we are, the odds are still very long, said David Brown, Senior Vice President for Federal Government Affairs at the Chicago-based utility Exelon Corporation, who estimates he's held hundreds of meetings with senators and staff on the issues. Everybody's just exhausted. Utility companies anticipate Congress will eventually pass legislation that mandates reductions in greenhouse gases and favors renewable sources of energy rather than letting the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency decide how best to regulate. So again, we're back to the same old argument between the free market idea of having the companies regulate themselves. We see how that's been working. Versus the government and the Environmental Protection Agency or Mineral Management Service doing the regulating. We've seen how that's been working. So it doesn't look good for us either way. This is a lose-lose situation for we the people and a win-win for big pharma, big government, big energy, etc. Still, not knowing when Congress will step in makes planning investment difficult. We're going to be talking about planning today. There's a lot of capital sitting on the sidelines just waiting for more regulatory clarity, said Lewis Hay, CEO of the Juneau-based, Florida-based Next Era Energy Resources, LLC. you better believe there's a lot of capital sitting on the sidelines. A lot of that capital probably belongs to Barry the Usurper, Al Gore, George Soros, Maurice Strong, Ted Turner, you know the list. In the meantime, the utilities will keep pushing for a bill. A group of companies and environmental groups held a conference on July the 23rd to plot future advocacy efforts, Brown said. Participants included, and here's the list, about the middle of next winter when your electricity rates start going through the roof, you start turning your thermostat down and down and down and getting out the sweaters and the comforters. Participants included the Duke Energy Corporation, Dominion Resources, Inc., PNM Resources, NRG Energy, Xcel Energy, and Exelon Election Forces, Josh Fried, the director of the Clean Energy Program at the Washington-based research organization Third Way. Third Way. Follow the link on that one, folks. Third Way. And we've been hearing about this for some time. Communism on one side, socialism, capitalism, and then the Third Way. Ruddy little Prince Charles, the sustainable prince, the Third Way. Well, there you go. Communitarianism in your face. Democrats don't want to cast another tough vote 4 months before the midterm elections, particularly one that appears to create a big government program. Well, it lets you know that big government program is more likely now to come midwinter. Republicans, some of whom previously supported a climate bill, are now under party leaders' pressure to stay unified before the elections, but just watch them flip-flop afterwards, right? I think that's what's being said here. In addition, members in both parties want to avoid criticism from the Tea Party movement. How do you like that, huh? Just from the Tea Party movement, trying to avoid criticism from the Tea Party movement, which has targeted lawmakers who backed climate measures. Electricity bills, well, the recession also increased the difficulty of passing the bill. Some utilities executives said, John Russell, president and chief executive officer of Jackson, Michigan-based utility CMS Energy Corp, said it would be a stretch this year for lawmakers to pass any measure that could increase consumers' electricity costs. It's better to wait until the economy has rebounded, he said. Well, it's a lengthy article, still much more to go in that, but I want to go here instead. We're going to talk about the, here we go, U.S. condemns that. No, I didn't want that one. Let's go to this one. States of Crisis, this is news from last weekend. Actually, it came out yesterday, June the 20th. No, this is a month ago. This is old news. States of Crisis for 46 governments facing Greek-style deficits. I've reported on this before with Arnie Schwarzenegger's face on it. But again, unemployment was running 12.4% in May, 2.7 percentage points higher than the national rate. Lawmakers were gridlocked over how to close the $19 billion budget gap, and they're weighing the termination of the main welfare programs for 1.3 million poor families or borrowing more than $9 billion in the bond market. California tied with Illinois for the lowest credit rating of any state, and it's diverting a rising portion of tax revenues to service this debt. So things are just not exactly looking rosy and cheerful out here in the states, and yet at the same time, we're still considering this insanity of passing the climate change legislation. There's another piece of legislation in the wings, and this one is called the CLEAR Act. That's another federal land grab. Cassandra Anderson, you might have heard Doug Owen interviewing Cassandra Anderson on his broadcast last week. But she writes this: the U.S. Representatives Louis Gohmert of Texas addressed Congress on July the 15th to report the Natural Resources Committee's passage of H.R. 3534. H.R. 3534. Now, this is just coming out of a committee. It hasn't hit the floor yet, but it's probably coming soon. The Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources Act, the CLEAR Act of 2009. All right? So not only do we have an executive order creating this National Ocean Council, which is part of the United Nations implementation of UNESCO's Marine Spatial Planning and continuing implementation of Agenda 21, Chapter 17, and more, now we've got this other one, H.R. 3454, coming along behind it. And it says here, Congressman Gohmert says the bill was to, quote-unquote, deal with the disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, but it contains plans for the federal government to acquire land and was introduced in 2009. All right? The CLEAR Act is ambiguous, so if the bill is passed, federal agencies will determine how it's implemented and how the land will be used. This is not a good idea, all right? They're talking about huge land grabs here, and $100 million for this, $150 million for that, and so on and so forth. Gohmert was incredulous that the federal government intends to raise its purchasing allocations to $900 million a year for the next 30 years and questioned, how in the world does that make sense? And for those of you that listened to Jimmy X's broadcast over the weekend, where he was interviewing Mr. Hodges, talking about property rights issues in Arizona, where the United States Air Force is basically overflying residential areas and driving them out with the decibels, and then offering them pennies on the dollar for their land. This is another new twist in the eminent domain and the rewilding of America. Of course, tomorrow I'll be joined, hopefully, if all goes according to plan, by Michael Kaufman, Dr. Michael Kaufman, and we're going to go into his wildlands report, project report, where they were successful blocking this in Congress on the floor on the very morning that the vote was to be taken. And we're going to go into that and make its comparisons with the NOC and UNESCO's marine spatial planning, as well as introduce his new book to you, the listeners. But before we go any further with that, let's go back and look just a little bit and define a couple of terms, because I want you to understand these terms a little better than perhaps you do, just generally without, you know, wading into it too deep. But we hear about ecology all the time, ecology, and you're going to hear a lot about ecology this week. That's what this is all about, this idea of the National Ocean Council and marine spatial planning. But what is ecology? This, right out of the Scribner Bantam English Dictionary, here's the definition as they have it back in the 1970s early. Ecology is a science dealing with the interactions of living organisms with each other and with their non-living environment. It's so it's in the interaction. It's like, you know, how about the little salamander and its interaction with the non-living environment around it? That must be rocks or something like that. Certainly most of the things in the environment are actually living, but it's interaction with non-living things. You could think about it from the standpoint of, let's say, coral reefs and all of the marine life and fauna that are associated with coral reefs, and a comprehensive analysis and a study of that relationship becomes the focus of the ecologist. You could also think about it from the standpoint of we the people and the our non-living surroundings, our living and non-living surroundings, the study of us. It's much like sociology, but it's more closely tied into biology. But here it is out of the 1951 Encyclopedia Americana, a little longer definition, but certainly not too much for radio. Ecology is that phase of biology that considers plants and animals as they exist in nature, and studies their interdependence. Interdependence, I found that rather unusual to come across the word interdependence back in the 1950s. Interdependent, that's the world we live in today. The interdependence, interconnected, interconnectivity, cooperation. Well, it's the interdependence and the relation of each kind and individual to its environment. Now, of course, a kind, that goes right back to Genesis, right out of the Bible, to each kind and individual to its environment, these relations and relationships. We'll pick that up right there, right after this.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So taking a look at this definition of ecology right out of the encyclopedia so many years ago, now, 1951, sat here in front of me. Ecology, that phase of biology that considers plants and animals as they exist in nature and studies their interdependence and the relation of each kind and individual to its environment, species and individual. It is the study of the actions and the interactions of living things and their reactions toward external influences. So we have action, interaction, and reaction. Very dynamic inquiry. Although there always have been observers of organic nature and collectors and recorders of facts, the material for the generalizations of biology, in other words, these generalizations of biology are the collectors and recorders of facts, the facts of organic nature. This information has, for the most part, consisted of isolated facts only slightly correlated with the circumstances surrounding each case. So they previously were looked at individually. You'd look at the rocks, you'd look at the flora, the fauna, the insects, the animals, and all of the rest of the stuff, the microbes and the extraterrestrials. Continuing, it says, and it has rarely been studied in the light shed by other sciences such as chemistry, meteorology, geology, etc., on the physical processes attending growth, individual success, and group development in nature. Now, we're going to find out more about growth, individual success, and group development in nature as we move further into an understanding of what is meant by marine spatial planning and the National Ocean Councils. But, continuing, it is in this wide synthetic method that ecologists seek to work, including in any problem all the influences that combine to produce and modify an animal or a given fauna, and thus to account for its existence and the peculiarities in the place where it is found. So as we move up and down along the coastlines, as we go inland 30, 40 miles, as we look at all of the estuaries, the bays, the cays, the islands, as we go into the tributary, the rivers and all of that, and the watersheds above it, as we think about business and development and economic zones, etc., throughout the rest and balance of this week, we're going to keep coming back and bringing into play more and more of this idea, this perhaps specious science of ecology. Ecology, then, is more than a mere study of life history or the habitat and behavior, for it seeks to ascertain and interpret. You've all seen those interpretation centers, right, at the Grand Canyon and at various other places. You know, the Park Service sets up an interpretation center as if you were too stupid to be able to interpret the Grand Canyon for yourself, you know? Anyhow, well, I guess today some people could be. Hey, honey, look at that big hole. I wonder how it got there. Anyway, that kind of thing. For it seeks to ascertain and interpret the causes of and the reason for observed facts by gaining a knowledge of the complex influences to which the animal or plant in question is exposed and the nature of its reactions. So we have actions, we have interactions, and we have reactions, and all of these things are the subject of ecology and the study of ecology. Now this, out of a book which many consider to be the Bible of planning, certainly the God of planning here, Ian L. McCarg, a Scotsman, Design with Nature. I have the 25th edition, anniversary edition in front of me. It's a big, beautiful coffee table book, delightful to hold, very interesting to read. But here from the introduction, it starts out this way. There is still only a small shelf of books that deals with man's relation to his environment as a whole. So we have actions, interactions, what did I say? Actions and interactions and reactions, all right? And now we're going to talk about the relation of man to his environment as a whole. Once we start invoking these kind of terminology, you know we're talking ecology, because we've studied it out of the dictionary and the encyclopedia. Not only with the so-called physical universe of the planets and the stars, remember our article from the encyclopedia brought in meteorology and all of that as well, but the idea of not only the so-called physical universe of the planets and the stars, the rocks and the soil and the seas, rocks and soils and seas, we're going to hear about that continuously as we go into this marine spatial planning consideration here, all right? But with the creatures that inhabit the earth, all the forces and animate beings that have helped to make man himself what he is, and this part of man's knowledge of himself was slow to develop. As the article said, you know, for years, all of these various and sundry facts, these independent facts of nature, were considered individually, not collectively. They weren't collectivized until the study of ecology emerged. But this part of man's knowledge of himself was slow to develop. For the early Greek thinkers tended either to examine man in isolation or to examine nature without noting the presence of man. So now we're back into Aristotle, if you want to go there. Lucretius, certainly, if you want to go from that side of it. Either way, the two combined didn't happen. They were independent of one another. Continuing, the Greek thinkers tended to either to examine man in isolation or to examine nature without noticing the presence of man, as if any part of it could be understood except through instruments and symbols that the human mind provided for purposes that in one way or another furthered man's own existence. So we're introducing really a new language here, another language in the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician, and I'm trying to bring to you the meta language that runs with it. by continuing design with nature. And again, this is from the introduction. Design with nature is a notable addition to the handful of important texts that begin, at least in Western tradition, with the Hippocrates' famous medical work on airs, waters, and places. So now we've really reached way back. Really, we reached way back. Hippocrates, the first public recognition that man's life, in sickness and in health, is bound up with the forces of nature. And that nature, so far from being opposed and conquered, must rather be treated as an ally and friend, whose ways must be understood, and whose counsel must be respected. So now we're starting to creep open the door of the Sibyls. Now we're starting to creep open the door of Gaia. All right? Parts of this tradition were kept alive later by the medical profession, if only because ignorant violations of nature are so quickly penalized by physical disorders. But, of course, that was then the deviation between naturopathic medicine and allopathic medicine. Today, all of these various violations of nature are the cause of the trip to the doctor. There used to be a time when we'd look into nature and find cures nearby. But though efforts to overcome infectious and contagious diseases sometimes resulted in small environmental improvements, these countermeasures did little to establish healthy working relationship between man and his environment. So keep in mind now the Gulf of Mexico, the catastrophe down there, and this possibility that the oil may come up around and follow the stream and go up portions of the Atlantic seaboard before it then journeys out to sea. All of this, which is what has brought on the National Ocean Councils and the implementation of the United Nations UNESCO Plan for Marine Spatial Planning. Continuing, despite nature's many earlier warnings, the pollution and the destruction of the natural environment has gone on intensively and extensively for the last 300 years. Now, what are we doing now? Now we're going back and we're wrapping our arms around and embracing the rise of industrial man. We're coming in the period of mercantilism and industrialization of Western Europe, all of England, Scotland, Ireland, that area, and the colonies, and ultimately the United States and the rest of the planet. We'll pick that up right there for the second hour, right after these top of the hour words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moonday, July the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Talking today about this National Ocean Council, the executive order that was brought into existence by Barry the Usurper and his administration in the past couple of days, actually, and also a continuing look at now actually opening the door to understanding of the UNESCO marine planning system. Very interesting stuff coming down the pike on us and at us as we can learn a little bit about ecology and the environment, and man's relation in that environment, the idea of actions, interactions, and reactions within this relationship that man has with the environment and all of the rest of the flora and fauna associated, and especially at the line, that very important line, the margin between the oceans and the land masses above the water. Very important place. And this is going to be a focus going forward, and you can be sure of that. So let's continue again, and I'm reading from Ian McCarg's Design with Nature. This was originally published quite early on, 1967. The edition that I have here in front of me was published back in 1992 by the John Wiley and Sons, Inc. This is the 25th anniversary edition. But we're looking into what is ecology, and how does that study of ecology, is it a science? Is it a study? Just what is ecology? And what about planning? And what are the long-term effects? You know, they say that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. But at what stage have we succumbed to planning too much, if you will? All right. At what point do we start to blur the boundaries between the individual sovereign states, if you will, and nations and national boundaries? At what point do we start to blur these things around to the point that we no longer recognize what is our coastlands, what is our coastal waters, and where our jurisdictions and venues lie? Okay? Lots of stuff going on in here, big discussion. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to be joined tomorrow, if all goes according to plan, and I hope it will, with Michael Kaufman. On Wednesday, I hope to have Vicki Davis back with me, and on Thursday, we'll have a very interesting visit with Michael Shaw of Freedom Advocates, and we'll talk about ICLEI and how that system of sustainable development implementation figures into this great matrix. But continuing here, again, we take a look at, despite nature's many early warnings, the pollution and the destruction of the natural environment has gone on intensively and extensively for the last 300 years without awakening a sufficient reaction, and while industrialization and urbanization have transformed the human habitat. You can't deny that. All right, that's truth. That's true. But it's our reactions and our actions and our interactions to all of this that will be telling as we go further into the 21st century how we actually deal with all of this. And whether we deal with this on an individual basis or whether we deal with it on a collective basis, whether we deal with it on a national or a state or a local level, or whether we deal with the implementation of international or transnational agendas. So here we go. The name of this effort, insofar as it draws upon science, is ecology. right? The name of this effort, insofar as it draws upon science, is ecology, a body of knowledge that brings together so many aspects of nature that it necessarily came late upon the scene. It wasn't until quite recently that we started to make ecological inquiry. Now, we'll be right back. Much more to come.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in many bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we have returned once again right here on our Monday, July the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Certainly you can log on, bookmark becomevocallocal.com, jump up in the chat room and engage in the discussion there. You can also call in throughout the broadcast, toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. All of our contact information, show archives can be accessed either from Become Vocal Local or directly from the OracleBroadcasting.com homepage. Back to our discussion, looking at Ian L. McCarg's work, Design with Nature, reading from the introduction, getting an understanding of just who is this man and why would we be interested in the things that he has to say and how has he influenced the whole urban planning and planning systems in general over these past 50 years is a competent. Well, let's continue. The name of this effort, again, insofar as it draws upon science, is ecology, a body of knowledge that brings together so many aspects of nature that it necessarily came late upon the scene. Ian McCarg while trained professionally as a town planner. A town planner. And if you want to go back up on the internet and do some searching around, you might look in and browse up City, Garden City, the Garden City movement in England, the Garden City movement in England. You might go back and look at the Sun Palace of the Louis in France and the idea of the Hall of Mirrors, the palace there at Versailles, and all of the reflector pools, the reflection pools and the obelisks and things like that. And then take a look at the work of Alain Fontaine in the design of the city of Washington, Washington, D.C. All right? The idea of town planning, planners. Ian McCarg, while trained professionally as a town planner and a landscape architect, this Garden Cities now, might better be described as an inspired ecologist. An inspired ecologist, a man working from inspiration. His is a mind that not merely looks at all nature and human activity from the external vantage point. The vantage point, you might visit with Michael Vail's website there, the vantage point, and listen to some of the futurists that he's interviewed, more along the same line as an Ian McCarg or a Richard Buckminster Fuller, but who likewise sees this world from within. As a participant and an actor, now think of actors and stakeholders, public and private partnerships, and so on, bringing to the cold, dry, colorless world of science the special contribution that differentiates the higher mammals, above all human beings, interesting the way that they stated that, from all other animate things. Vivid color and passion, emotions, feelings, sensitivities, erotic and aesthetic delights, all that makes the human mind at its fullest so immensely superior to a computer or to underdimensioned minds that have adapted themselves to a computer's limitations. Not the least merit of this book, for all its wealth of relevant scientific information, is that, quote, he who touches it touches a man, close quote. And as an old friend and an admiring calling, I may even add, what a man. What a man, Ian McCarg. What a man, Design with Nature, the book he wrote, much considered as a Bible for the planner. As a competent ecological planner, McCarg is not only aware of the destructive role that man has often played from the moment Peking man learned to use fire in changing the face of the earth. Isn't that curious? In changing the face of the earth. Goes right back to our 1955 symposium, financed by the Alex Wenner Gren Foundation, in changing the face of the earth, man's role in changing the face of the earth, 1955. But he is equally aware, as many people are at last becoming aware, of the way in which modern technology, through its hasty and unthinking applications of scientific knowledge or of technical facility, has been defacing the environment and lowering its habitability. And once again, we listen to anyone, read everything, but we have to believe nothing until we can verify or prove things in our own research. And so we're getting a full dose of this ecological planning and town planning as we begin into this study, as you will in any science. If you study sociology, they'll begin by pointing you briefly to Isidore Auguste Marie Francois Xavier Comte. You know, you go always back to the founders of all of these various sciences and isms. But with every little science and with every little ism, we encounter this niche building man. We've spoken of him in the past. It's where when a person comes into some knowledge on a specific thing, oftentimes he crawls up into the great sandstone wall of life and carves out a niche for himself. He walls himself in with specialized knowledge and skills, and then he hangs out his little shingle and charges the passerby for the benefit of his effluent pontifications. Continuing here a little bit further, necessarily he recapitulates at one point or another every part of this dreadful story. In other words, he's looking back at man's unfolding on this planet as a dreadful story. The murky torrent of pesticides, herbicides, detergents, and other chemical pollutants and radioactive waste that are now insidiously undermining not only man's life directly, but that of all the cooperating species with those well-being his own existence is involved. And so now we're invoking all of the big corporations as well. And we're painting all of big corporations as the evil they are in many regards. Monsanto, certainly not coming away clean. Bayer, IG Farben, so many of the big ones, Eli Lilly, they're not coming away with clean hands in any of this. DuPont, etc., Standard Oil. If this book only recapitulated this information in McCarg's in an imitable way, it would be valuable. But it would only be reinforcing what a great many other contemporaries have been bringing out, both in individual books like Rachel Carson's Silent Spring. How many of you have that in your library? That's the one where we ceased using DDT to get rid of the vectors, the insects, the mosquitoes that carry malaria to the death of many. Silent Spring, Rachel Carson, and all of her specialist science, just much like the same as the man-made global warming that was revealed as nothing more than just bare, stupid hockey sticks, okay? That's right. By the East Anglia emails and so on. But Rachel Carson was talking about the softening of the shells of the condors on the California coast. As it turns out, it had little or nothing to do with DDT. And collective symposia like Future Environments of North America, to which McCarg himself contributed. And so then it continues, and it continues. But what is really interesting here is that his second section, really, it's the first primary section, but his second body of discussion, which begins on page 7, is about the sea and survival. All right? So we're right now down in the very beginning, in the bowels of understanding what we're talking about when we look at an executive order creating this National Ocean Councils in these various regions across America and invoking UNESCO's Marine Spatial Planning, Agenda 21, Chapters 17 and 18, etc. All right? Sea and survival. And I'm going to continue to share a little bit more out of this book, and I wish I could just put it up miraculously on the web so that you could look at the graphics and the photographs to get a better understanding of how big this picture really is. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So in the recent past, we discussed this idea, this notion of basic English. For those of you that missed that, you might go back and check our archives, where I basically shared with you an article again right out of the Encyclopedia Americana about 1950, circa there, in regards to the development of this concept known as basic English, which teaches English all over the world. And much of what we get in education today finds its root in this basic English. In other words, getting down to just the core number, the barest bone number of words that can be used to describe what we consider to be our, you know, existence. And the language that you're going to hear this week, much of this material being produced as it was by the think tanks and the foundations and all of these various and sundry groups that are working in the background to lobby for change, progress, growth and change, reform, the co-creationists, the co-evolutionists, all of that sort of stuff. This is changing our reality, because as we change our words, our reality has a tendency of shifting and going along with it. Of course, in similar to that, on Saturday morning, I was on the Liberty News Radio with Doreen Hans, and we did an hour long interview in regards to the new food councils that are being popped up all over the country, as if this is something new. But also on, I believe, Friday evening last, William Grigg was on Dr. Stan Monteith's broadcast, where William uses these words together, and that is control, manage, survey, and interdict. Control, manage, survey, and interdict. And as we move through this discussion of marine spatial planning and planning in general, you can see that as we go further and further into this GIS, Geographic Information System, GPS, Geospatial Planning System, as we go further into this GIS, GPS, Global Governance System, we will constantly be dealing with control, management, surveying or mapping, and interdicting, standing in between where we are today and where we may desire to go in the future, which is into greater and greater freedom and less tyranny and despotic control. But the planners have always been about control. Not only do they want to control you physically by dictating where you shall walk and where you shall not walk, but also from a sociological standpoint, they want to manage or plan how you're going to recreate, how you will experience the world around you by reshaping your ecological environments. Well, let's go right into Ian McCarg. Many of the problems that society confronts are of such inordinate complexity. Now, haven't we heard about this increasingly complex and interdependent world? Complex and interdependent. Of course, we found interdependence right in the first sentence, the first few words of our encyclopedia article on ecology. All right. Many of the problems that society confronts are of such inordinate complexity that it takes the greatest dedication and zeal to assemble the necessary data. This is databasing. This is surveying. This is managing. To assemble the necessary data, analyze, and prescribe. What is prescribing? It's prescribing the medication. What does the doctor say? What do the experts say? Happily, there are other problems where a very small perception can produce astonishing results. If one accepts the simple proposition that nature is the arena of life and that a modicum of knowledge of her processes is indispensable for survival and rather more for existence, health, and delight, it is amazing how many apparently difficult problems present a ready resolution. So we go in and we begin to walk now on the upturned edge of Occam's razor. We become simple in our understanding. We simplify. Keep it simple. Let us accept the proposition that nature is a process. Process. Nature is process. That it's interacting, that it responds to laws representing values and opportunities for human use with certain limitations and even prohibitions to certain of these. I'm acquainting you with the thinking and the mindset of Ian McCarg and the planning and the planners in the planning community. We can take this proposition to confront and resolve many problems. Let us first employ it in a study of the New Jersey Shore. The New Jersey Shore. So whether you are down someplace in the Gulf Coast and you're on the shorelines there, if you can recall the analogy I've given several times, that as the colonists first came ashore in their longboat and they stepped out onto Plymouth Rock, and then looking to the left, they could see nothing but sea, coastline, the coastal plain. What is it called? I lost it for a moment. Nothing but trees, looking up in front of them. All they can see is the sand dunes and the scrub, and then it creates trees further away. And then they can look to the right and they see the same. So the very first interaction of the colonists, so to speak, with these our eastern seaboard very likely came in the vicinity of this New Jersey shores. Continuing, the people of the Netherlands have been engaged with the sea for these two millennia, all of 2,000 years, they claim here. In the uncertain balance of this state of dependence, love and fear, the defenses against the violent sea have always been known. The defenses against the violent sea, and certainly in the Netherlands, that's the truth. All of the little Dutch boys and the finger in the dike stories. Between the sea and man have stood two barriers, the one natural, the other its human surrogate, dunes and dikes. Dunes and dikes. There is a town in the state of Washington that largely was created by engineers working for the firm that I was employed at, known as URS. At the time, it was Hillingman Chase URS. But through the design and installation of certain groins, groins, they're basically like dikes that go out, like docks that go made out of stone that go way out into Puget Sound at exactly the right places. By creating these, designing and creating, causing to have built these groins, the current actually inside of the Puget Sound actually began to mine up sands and gravels, and by the flow of the currents began to deposit them at precisely the point that these developers wanted to build their project and created what is now the city, at least the foundation for the city, of what is now Ocean Shores. So again, back here, man has always stood at the sea with this barrier, one natural, the other is the human surrogate, dune and dike. Much can be done with engineering. It is the grassy dune, backdrop to sandcastles, ice cream carts, the splashing bathers, this most benign of features, which provides the defense of the country. The defense of the country. Where there are no natural dunes, as in a stretch of North Holland, then Dutchmen have built as replacement their three lines of dikes. And he continues talking about them. There are great efforts indeed to replicate the role of a simple dune. So it's what he's trying to begin here with is that there is a very, truthfully, fragile place that marks the intersection between ocean or inland seas and landmass. And that our relationship with this area, this space, is vital if we want to have all things continue as they were, happily and merrily along. And we'll pick it up right there, right after these words from our sponsors.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again looking at Sea and Survival, the first main section in Ian McCarg's Design with Nature, trying to understand a little bit more about what may be meant by UNESCO's Marine and Spatial Planning, Marine Spatial Planning, MSP. Certainly the follow-on and included in the discussion in the new executive order by Barry the Usurper establishing the National Ocean Councils. And we're going to hear a lot more about this going forward. This Macondo Well is probably this is the other shoe that's dropping now. been anticipating it coming, and fortunately Mike Chambers brought it to my attention, and then an outpouring of emails. So anyway, going into this, and we're going to be on it all week. Hopefully tomorrow we'll be joined by Michael Kaufman, Wednesday by Vicki Davis to talk about economic zones, and on Thursday by Michael Shaw from the Freedom Advocates, and we're going to talk about ICLEI and how that works to advance sustainability in the 21st century in a town near an ocean and near you. Anyway, continuing along here, in the Netherlands, this information is the stuff of kindergarten classes. But in the United States, even in those areas where survival depends upon such knowledge, it does not even repose in the intelligentsia, far less the political process. Well, it does now, Dorothy. It resides well now in the political process. Barry the Usurper will be remembered as the sustainable president. It has made no impact on engineering manuals where dependence upon rigid construction has assumed the aspect of a creed. Right? We're dependent upon rigid construction. Yet, this simple information has the same relevance to survival by the sea in New Jersey as does the knowledge that plant photosynthesis is the source of all food and atmospheric oxygen, even though they would like to consider that to be a man-made global warming cause there, carbon dioxide. This knowledge is linked to our survival. Now, again, as I said earlier, it's a shame that we can't put all of these various and sundry graphics and photographs up on the web for you. I don't know whether you can find this book on the internet or not in a PDF file to look at. It's a very expensive book, by the way. It's $55 to get a copy in your hands. You might find one used. But we're going to set this aside now, and we'll come back to it in the future. But we're starting right at this zone. Right at this point where the sand and the ocean and the inland seas merge. And we'll turn to another book, and this one published by the United Nations themselves. Let me see if I can shuffle my books around here on the table. And we're going to look at urban trialogues. And again, I introduced all of these last Friday. The archives are available for free download and use. This is Urban Trialogues, Localizing Agenda 21, Visions, Projects, and Co-Productions. This section is titled Sustainability. We've all been hearing about that, okay? Sustainable development, sustain this, sustain that. It's a meme. It's an idea. It's a concept that's been floated out there. And this will help us to understand a little bit more about it. The most oft-quoted definition of sustainable development is that of the so-called Brundtland Commission, the World Commission on Environment and Development, formed in 1983 and which made its report Our Common Future in 1988. It states, listen carefully, humanity has the ability to make development sustainable to ensure that it meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet its own needs. The concept of sustainable development does imply limits. Not absolute limits, but limitations imposed by the present state of technology and social organization on environmental resources and by the ability of the biosphere to absorb the effects of human activities. But technology and social organization can both be managed and improved to make way for a new era of economic growth. The Commission believes that widespread poverty is no longer inevitable. Poverty is not only an evil in itself, but sustainable development requires meeting the basic needs of all and extending to all through the full to fulfill their aspirations for a better life. A world in which poverty is endemic will always be prone to ecological and other catastrophes. And that's out of the Brundtland, 1987, Section 8. However, the definition has been criticized by many for its deliberate ambiguity of language and lack of conceptual clarity. Gilbert Ryse has gone so far as to say that it is mere diplomacy by terminology. Sustainability has entered practice through legislation more than by way of conceptual grounding. But in this definition, we can understand that as far as the green agenda is concerned, it's all pointed at sustaining environmental and developmental development, these concerns, these corporations, as they're now being collected into fewer and fewer hands, weeding out all of the competition, the use of the 1099 form and other things coming on us and at us. And so we oughtn't wring our hands and embrace this concept of sustainability in that it is largely specious. And as they say, it's just simply diplomacy by terminology. The 1996 Habitat II conference in Istanbul highlighted the role of urbanization in sustainable development. Subsequent habitat agendas established explicit links between the key city issues such as poverty, social exclusion, gender equality, governance, and management of human settlements. Now that's Chapter 7 in Agenda 21, the promotion of sustainable human settlement development. Again, urban space itself remained absent as a source or a loss and as a support or a burden for urban development. Again, it's not greening, it's not rewilding. What it's all about is a continuing expansion of development. Right? Fail to recognize that, and we're off to the wrong, on the wrong foot. As I've stated before, the whole idea of sustainable development can be reduced down to one word, demand. Demand. You've got to sustain demand, or the old world order will not be able to make its development or transition into the new world order. It'll still be the same players. It'll still be the same activity being conducted by fewer and fewer hands as we move further and further into the 21st century. Let's look at this now and turn over to the United Nations, UNESCO, and look at this. What are the benefits of marine spatial planning? This is right out of their workbook on page 21 of a 99-page text, which I'm reading. Here's a chart. It says, what are the benefits of marine spatial planning? When developed properly, marine spatial planning can have significant economic, social, and environmental benefits. Table 2 below shows some of the most important benefits of marine spatial planning, something we're going to discuss for several days. The ecological, remember what the definition now, the ecological, the actions, reactions, and the actions, interactions, and reactions. I'll memorize this stuff eventually. The actions, the interactions, and the reactions of man and the environment he lives in. Ecological and environmental benefits, these are listed. Identification of biological and ecological important areas. All right, remember from William Grigg, control, manage, survey, interdict, or database. All right. Identification of biological and ecological important areas. This unleashes a horde, if you will, of environmentalists and ecologists and geologists and flora and fauna people, all the Bugs and Bunny crew. It empowers them. It gives them money. It finances grants and aid. It will bring people in the universities and the college to absolute glee, all right, because this is the process then of identifying. They'll be out counting all the sea turtles. They'll be looking for snails and darters and little things. But what are they looking for? They're looking for important areas. Whenever the ecologists and the environmentalists find an important area, be careful, because human beings will be excluded from that area. And we'll discuss that tomorrow as with Dr. Michael Kaufman as we start to get our minds wrapped around the immensity of their project, the Wildlands Project, and how people will be moved into, transitioned off of their private land. Again, go back and look at the CLEAR Act. As people are transitioned off their private lands and moved into smart growth, sustainable development, new urbanism, compact cities. So, right off the bat, identification of biological and ecological important areas. Biodiversity objectives incorporated into planned decision-making, that's manage, control, manage, survey, interdict, and database. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now. Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. System start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so you can imagine, as we have now invested virtually 2 hours in going into a introduction to what is marine spatial planning and what is likely coming down the pike in regards to this National Ocean Council, and we haven't really even scratched the surface, perhaps you can understand why when I heard it first that I was, you know, appalled, because I've been anticipating it, but certainly getting this to come forward may very well have been in the mind of those that discovered that they were having problems with the Macondo well. This is going to be quite the time period as all of these efforts start to come on us and at us. Back to this page 21 out of 99 in the UNESCO's Marine Spatial Planning Handbook. And again, this is just a portion. This is just an overview, this particular handbook. I'll have to order it for my library. I'm looking at the PDF file. But this is just a portion of what all is coming down the pike. Again, we've seen the identification of biological and ecologically important areas, biodiversity objectives incorporated into planned decision-making, And though this is one that's going to ought to be troubling, identification and the reduction of conflicts between human use and nature. Now, of course, the Bugs and Bunny crew never ask nature to stand back, but they do expect man to stand back. And so, on our seaboards, and perhaps you have a globe in your library. Maybe you have maps that show the entire United States. Maybe you could Google something like that up, Google Maps or something, and find the whole planet and look at the ocean area and think about it from a United Nations standpoint. You know, we just heard about the great love fest that Hillary Clinton had with the Vietnamese, and now they're bringing forward one of the arch enemies of freedom, and many years late, you know, dollar late and a day short. Anyway, other ways around. But they're bringing forward one of these Khmer Rouge fellows now and parading him around. They're going to sentence him to some jail time. But if you can wrap your mind around the Asian group, the ASEAN, Vicki Davis and I will discuss that a little bit probably on Wednesday. We've talked about it extensively in the past. Wrap our minds around these concepts, then we start to understand how much of the planet is actually being envisioned and discussed here. The Lost Treaty, LOST, Laws of the Sea Treaty, how much is actually being discussed here. The allocation of space for biodiversity and nature conservation. The allocation of space for biodiversity and nature conservation. That's why they call it marine spatial planning world heritage. There'll be world heritage sites jumping up left and right near you. The identification and the reduction of the cumulative effects of human activities on marine ecosystems, all right? The identification and the reduction of cumulative effects on marine human activities on marine ecosystems. All right, so once again, it's humans and other animals. Once again, it's controlling, managing, surveying, interdicting. What is to interdict? It's to come between. Come between. Where should we interdict in the life of a child? Shall we meet the child first at kindergarten? Or shall we meet the child in its mother's arms? Or perhaps we should meet the child while yet in its mother's womb? Or perhaps we should meet the child as the marital union is being formed? Or perhaps we should meet that child in the childhood of its parents? At what level do we interdict in the life of children and man? The economic benefits, always economic benefits, and here there's a greater list of economic benefits than the ecological and environmental benefits, so finances are certainly going to prevail here, but greater certainty of access to desirable areas for new private sector investments frequently amortized over 20 to 30 years. Now, you know, this is the banking and the insurance agencies, insurance companies coming in right here. Greater certainty of access to desirable areas for new private sector investment. How many of you would remember the trial that was held in New London, Connecticut, where Pfizer was coming in and basically desirous of taking this land, this beautiful land that had a nice subdivision there, and that the city council approved this basically eminent domain taking of otherwise wonderful properties, nice, not dilapidated at all, no, a wonderful residential area, and transforming it through the use of private sector investment into an industrial park. A business park. Why? Because they get better tax revenue from the business park and no doubt many incentives and financial grants and aid and so on and so forth than they would from a residential area. So they're displacing the residents. They're displacing those that dwell there, that domicile there, with private sector investments, often amortized for 20 to 30 years. Think of all the interest earnings there. Greater certainty of access. This is the redefinition of the use of eminent domain. This will be eminent domain for nature's uses. The identification of compatible uses within the same area of development. So we'll be looking at theme parks, and we'll be looking at walkway areas and bike routes and all of these sorts of things. We'll be looking for from the eyes of the ecologist and the planners at compatible uses. Of course, man is completely out of place in nature, and so man will have to stand back once again. Continuing, the reduction of conflict between incompatible uses. In other words, man is going to have to stay away. He's going to have to come back. And they want you back away from the shores by about 40 miles, by the way. Chapter 17, section 17.3, United Nations, Agenda 21. Improve capacity to plan for new and changing human activities, including emerging technologies and their associated effects, as we have more of these wind turbines offshore and tidal electrical generators and so on and so forth. Things like individuals like surfers and people that do sport boating and yachting and things like that, they're just going to have to step aside. Step aside. Better safety during the operation of human activities. That means more rules, more regulations, more bicycle helmets, more elbow pads, more knee pads. More safety, safety, always environmentally safe and sound. It's the promotion of a safety cult, the culture of safety, better safety during the operation of human activities, promotion of the efficient use of resources and space. What's an efficient use? You can see how subjective all of this is as opposed to objective. You imagine the multiple layers of bureaucracy that will need to be created and brought to bear in the local area, this ICLEI, the idea of it's an international association of local governments, the idea of ICLEI. Again, let's see if we can define the definition. Where is it? Well, I don't see it right off the top of my head, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that on Thursday with Michael Shaw. He's a very well-researched presenter on that topic. Continuing. Streamlining and transparency in permit and licensing procedures. Permits and licenses. Permits and licenses. Building permits. You know, and every time they talk about streamlining, they're going to stream you out in a long line. You'll be standing in a long line. All right? And licensing. You'll have to get a license to do something that was otherwise illegal. You'll have to get a beach walker's license, perhaps. Maybe you'll have to get a kite flying license. Maybe you'll have to get a Frisbee license. Social benefits, improved opportunities for community and citizen participation. Community, communalism, communes, kibitzism, improved opportunities for community and citizen participation. This is also known as the Delphi technique. Consensus meetings, where you ostensibly have a voice as they rapidly hustle through predetermined outcomes. Identification of impact of decisions on the allocation of ocean space. Decisions on the allocation of ocean space, e.g. closure areas for certain uses. Protected areas. Do you see how man is going to have to stand back? For communities and economies on shore, e.g. employment and the redistribution of wealth. Identification and improved protection of cultural heritage. Protecting your cultural heritage. Your World Heritage Sites, culture and heritage, identification and the preservation of social and spiritual values related to the use of the ocean, right? Social and spiritual values. Let's all just go out to the beach this morning. Let us bow our heads and worship Neptune and Poseidon and Mother Gaia. Well, I'll be back tomorrow, hopefully, with Michael Kaufman. A lot more to come on this issue. Until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.